Maseches Brachos Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel until Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph. The previous Mishnah gave a few examples of additions which we sometimes add into Shemona Esrei, depending on what time of year it is, what time of the week, Mashva Ruach, Havdalah, etc. Our Mishnah discusses certain additions which one might decide to add into his Shemona Esrei, which are actually forbidden. For example, Ha'omer one who says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha, Your mercy, Hashem, reaches the bird's nest. And this is referring to the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, which is a mitzvah that if one wants to take young birds from its nest, let's say you want to eat the bird, so there's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird before taking her children. So if somebody says during his davening, he praises Hashem saying, you're so merciful, you even have mercy on the birds, as shown by this mitzvah, that is not a proper thing to say. Because the reason why we keep mitzvahs is not because it shows how merciful Hashem is, or a similar reason, rather we keep the mitzvahs because Hashem told us to keep the mitzvahs. Correct, there are tameh ha-mitzvahs. There are certain meanings behind mitzvahs which we can understand, but the reason why we keep the mitzvahs should be primarily because that's what Hashem told me to do, and therefore I have to do it. Another reason why this statement is improper is because you're implying that Hashem only has mercy on the birds. What about the rest of Hashem's creations? And therefore it's an improper addition to the davening. Number two, v'al tov yizocher shmecha. If you say that for the good, your name should be remembered, that implies that you're praising Hashem for the good. But even the things which seem bad, Hashem should also be praised for that. We're going to learn in the last Mishnah of our Masechta that one needs to thank Hashem for the bad as well as the good. And you need to attribute anything which happens to Hashem. And thirdly, if somebody says, Meidim, Meidim, he says the bracha of thanks in Shemona Esrei twice, either he says the whole bracha twice, or he says part of it twice. Either way, this is improper because it implies, and it seems like he's praying to two different gods, Chas V'Shalom, that he's thanking two different powers, and therefore in all these three cases, Meshat Kenosei, we silence the person who we hear davening like this, because all these three statements are improper, as we explained. The halacha is that if somebody asks you, would you like to daven for the Omud? Would you like to be the chazan and lead the congregation in the davening? The first time that he asks you, you shouldn't say yes straight away and just daven. Rather, you should initially refuse, out of humility, showing that you're a bit worried that you're not worthy of leading the davening. And only if somebody asks you again, one or two times more, then you don't have to refuse anymore, and you can be the chazan. There's one exception. Ha'ivah lifnei ha'teva, one who is literally passing in front of the ark, this refers to the shliach tzibur. The chazan, the one leading the davening, the ta'ar, and he made a mistake in his davening. Often in those days they would daven without a siddur, so it was easier for them to make a mistake, and if the person davening can't continue the bracha, for example, or doesn't know where he's up to anymore, then Yavar Acher Tachtov, somebody else should replace him as the chazan instead of him, in order that the davening doesn't get interrupted so much. So someone else should step in. V'lo yehi sarven beis ha-sha'ar, and he should not be somebody who refuses to daven at that time. Meaning, as soon as possible, somebody else should replace the chazan in order to continue the davening as soon as possible. Asks the Mishnah, minayin hu maschil, from which point does the replacement chazan begin? Mitchilas ha-bracha sh'ta'aba, from the beginning of the bracha, which the original chazan made a mistake in, so you shouldn't start in the middle of a bracha, rather you should go to the beginning of that bracha, and then continue for the rest of davening. The truth is, if the mistake was made in the first three or the last three brachas of Shemona Esrei, then this replacement chazan must go back to the beginning of those three brachas, because they're considered like one unit, and therefore either they would go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, or if they're in the last three brachas, they would go back to the beginning of Ritzei.